The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello, and welcome to the bonus podcast.
I'm Caroline.
And I'm Kristen. And we are doing a couple of bonus podcasts for you. A little bit of Kristen and Caroline behind the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And for it, we thought it'd be fun to do basically a Reddit style Ask Us Anything.
Yeah.
Where we went on Facebook, on Twitter, on Tumblr. If you're not following us on all of those, you should be. And said, hey, ask us anything. We'll answer anything.
And you guys responded really fast and really well. You're very funny. I like how funny you all are.
Yeah. And there were a lot of questions, not just about the podcasting process, which I was expecting, but also about who Caroline and I really are.
Yeah.
Our deepest of hearts and beings.
But nobody asked about sandwiches.
No one asked about sandwiches.
That was even a prompt, and none of you asked about sandwiches.
Caroline, do you want to go ahead and tell the listeners what your favorite kind of sandwich is?
I have so many, it would take too long.
Okay.
But I appreciate your interest.
Well, I thought for these two bonus podcasts that we're doing, a good way for listeners to get to know us a little bit better is to kick off each one with the Pivot questionnaire.
Okay.
Which, for fans of Inside the Actors Studio, is the questionnaire condensed from the Proust questionnaire for Vanity Fair fans.
And I've been waiting my entire life for someone to ask me these questions. So I'm living in a dream right now.
Yes. Yeah, so this is what James Lipton asks his celebrity guests after every Inside the Actors Studio episode. But I decided, you know what, Lipton, we're going to do it to kick things off.
Okay.
So, Caroline, I hope you're envisioning me, by the way, as James Lipton.
Absolutely. The beard, it's like I'm seeing it right here.
What is your favorite word?
Oh, gosh. Probably, sandwich.
What is your least favorite word?
Schedule.
What turns you on?
I love your accent. Sandwiches.
I'm seeing a theme. What turns you off?
Poor drivers.
What sound or noise do you love?
Sound or noise do I love? Probably, like, the sound of a puppy playing.
Oh, that's very cute. What sound or noise do you hate?
Birds outside my window on the weekends waking me up.
Oh, I kind of like that sound.
I'm obviously a hateful person. It's fine.
What is your favorite curse word that you can say on this podcast?
Oh, crap.
Okay. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Archaeology.
Ooh, didn't have to think about that one. For the cool hat.
Absolutely. And really an excuse to wear cargo shorts.
What profession would you not like to do?
Ooh, accountant.
Oh. Mm. Caroline, finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I bet you feel stupid.
And welcome to the bonus episode. A little bit more about Caroline Irvin. So, why don't we get to some questions that folks had for this episode? The questions that we picked were ones that were directly related to our thoughts on podcasts and kind of who we are behind the podcast. And in the next episode, we'll get to more of the advicey kind of stuff that folks ask. So, you want to shoot out a question, Caroline?
Yeah, Nathan and Jennifer wrote to us asking about relationships, particularly our relationships and how our significant others view our podcast. Nathan specifically asked, I feel like I know both of you pretty well, in spite of the fact that we've obviously never met. I imagine someone knowing so much about you while you're just getting to know them would make it hard. You know, so what do people think about you based on listening to your podcast, or do they, Kristen?
Well, first of all, I'll say that it is kind of intentional that we don't really talk about our significant others on the podcast, you know, kind of separating the personal and the professional. But in the now 4+ years that I've been doing Stuff Mom Never Told You, the introduction to the podcast is always a step in the dating process.
Yeah.
And I know that a guy is serious about me, about Kristen. Not so much if he brings me flowers, but if he references a podcast episode.
Yeah.
It has happened almost, you know, every time in the so many men. No. I'm sure you've experienced this where it's like all of a sudden things are going well and then they just kind of slip in like, oh, I was listening to the podcast recently.
Yeah, no, the gentleman that I'm dating right now, I think part of why I liked him so much to begin with is that he wasn't scared when I brought up what our podcast is about. He actively joined in the conversation and wanted to talk about some of these topics, and he listens to it now and again. And, you know, I'd never expect anybody I'm dating to, like, actively be devoted to the podcast the way I am and the way some of our listeners are, but it's nice to be able to have some of those conversations. And his mom and sister both like us on Facebook too.
Oh, that's very cute. So that's that. Do you think that covers that? What are significant others think about podcasts? They're cool with it. Oh, I will say that it's kind of funny because my boyfriend studied philosophy in college,
mm-hmm.
and for whatever reason, Stuff I've Never Told You is in the philosophy channel in iTunes,
uh-huh.
and we rock the philosophy channel. Thank you, listeners, for making us the number one podcast in the Philosophy Channel on iTunes. And it never ceases to amuse him that when he goes in and wants, like, you know, like a hardcore philosophy podcast.
There we are.
We're everywhere.
With our back-to-back photo.
He cannot escape it. So I've got a question here from Stephanie
mm-hmm.
for you. She asks, have any of your chosen topics turned out too embarrassing to podcast about? And similarly, Angela asked on Facebook, has there been a podcast you two were not able to do because it was too inappropriate? And what was it? I would say the answer is no to both of those.
Yeah. I feel like there are topics that we just naturally know to stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
Either because it's too far out of what our focus is, or just because maybe it's out of our depth.
Yeah. Aside from the Women in Islam interview that we had with Hina
mm-hmm.
a little while ago, we stay pretty much away from religion.
Yeah.
Just because that makes our lives easier. But I don't think that we actively steer clear of controversy. For instance, I remember the first big, really controversial topic that Molly and I tackled was abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And we were a little bit nervous about doing that just because can you pick a more polarizing topic right now? And we, you know, wanted to take our time and be respectful and also be as apolitical with it as possible.
Right.
And listeners responded very positively to that because I think we're able to approach controversial topics because we do try to steer clear, at least, of the politics and stick to the facts and merely educate people about what an issue is, not how they should feel about it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think the only time I've ever been embarrassed by something I've said into this microphone is if I accidentally let myself get too judgy or snarky. Because I think I'm a pretty snarky person, but I try to, you know, I do try to be fair to our listeners. But if it's a silly topic like bejazzling, then I just let it fly.
Yeah. Grisha on Facebook asked if there's anything you regret saying on the podcast, something you wish you could take back. And I was thinking about this, and I don't know that there's anything that I necessarily regret saying on the podcast, but there have been a couple of times where people that I know who have listened to things when I'm talking about more of my personal life, who I've had to have conversations after the podcast about things that I have said.
Yeah.
Is that so vague?
No, I mean, I think that's true. I don't have a lot of, like, my parents are so proud of me for doing this, but they don't listen to it. Mm-hmm. I was like, you have no idea that you're celebrities, particularly Sally. You have no idea that you're celebrities on my podcast.
Yeah, my dad has made a couple of comments saying, like, you always talk so much about your mom.
Aw.
Well, what about me? And I'm like, Dad, no, clearly you don't listen. I mention you. And I will be completely honest and say that the episode, Can You Be Friends with an Ex, precipitated a negative reaction from an ex. But that's how it goes. I also liked Stephanie's question on Facebook. Which episode do you girls think would be best to give a first-time listener to the show? And I picked three.
Oh, what are they?
For a funny, a current event, like current interest, and then one about diversity. Bobby pins or vajazzling.
Uh-huh.
Pinterest. Mm-hmm. What's the interest in Pinterest? And Transgender 101.
Great.
That has gotten a lot of good feedback. Are there any first-time episodes that pop right into your head?
I would encourage people to listen to back when I first started, when I first joined you, Kristen. I think I had so much fun doing our Circus Sideshow Freaks episode and also Mermaids.
Those, was fun.
Those were fun to talk about. Okay, so for some random questions that aren't specifically about the podcast, we heard from Louise who asked, what's the one thing that your mom did tell you that stuck in your mind?
For me, and this might sound weird, and I know that it's reductionist, but her enduring advice has been never try to change a man.
My mom, and I hear her voice in my head when I'm in the mall, be aware. Because if I was ever, like, tripping over something or, like, staring too long and somebody was coming up behind me. And so that's why I get angry in the mall when people aren't moving fast enough. Because I hear my mom's voice going, be aware!
Ooh, yeah. Sally. Ashley asked, if you had a pet unicorn, what would you name it?
Sparkles. I mean, obviously. Sparkles.
I would name mine Ryan Gosling. Greg asked, have any one of you formally given up shampoo in favor of vinegar?
I don't even know what that means.
No. Well, we did an episode a really long time ago. Greg, you are a legacy listener on the no shampoo thing that some people do. And nope, still use shampoo.
I do. Although clearly not enough for some of these hygiene people that were in these studies. Katie asked what our favorite beer was.
My favorite beer right now is Bell's Two Hearted.
Mine too.
Really?
I have a really strong connection to Michigan, so I like any Michigan things, and Bell's is from Kalamazoo.
Oh man, I wish we had some right now.
I do too, but I also like Red Brick from Atlanta, because, you know, that's how I roll.
ATL. Yeah, Anne asked, no real question, but could we get a beer? Yeah, if you were around us, we would drink a beer.
Near you.
Because we love beer.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true. And finally, Rachel asked a very simple question. Cats or dogs?
Dogs, duh.
Cats.
Cats?
Oh my God. Battle of the podcast host. Well, thank you to everybody who wrote in questions. We really appreciate how funny and smart and wonderful you are. Thank you for participating and sending us excellent love.
Yeah, thanks for being interested not only in our podcast, but also in who we are. And your feedback totally keeps us going. It makes our day. It encourages us and keeps us on our toes, because y'all are some real sharp folks out there, and we appreciate your loyalty now and hopefully
forever
for the rest of all time. And before we close out this bonus episode, we got a quick word from our sponsor.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
So, hope you've enjoyed this bonus episode. We got another one coming your way next week, so keep an ear out for it. We will have more questions and answers for your listening pleasure. And as always, you can find me and Caroline here, as well as facebook.com/stuffmomnevertoldyou, on Twitter at @momstuffpodcast, and on Tumblr at stuffmomnevertoldyou.tumblr.com. And if you want to do your brain a favor, you should head over to our website. It's howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.